Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. So why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Bible Power broadcast is on the air. So we want you today to just get ready for the moving of God's Spirit. Get ready for God to pour out his Spirit upon you on today. No matter where you may be from, you may be in Chicago, you may be in Nebraska, you may be in a foreign land, but I want you to know today that the Lord is in love with you, and the Lord wants you to hear his word and to be saved on this day. So why don't you get ready and praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be glorified, he is worthy to be exalted. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Dear God, we thank you, Father, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. God, have your way today, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Lord, move in the midst of your people. God, keep them before you, God. Lift them up today. God, though they're not saved, saved by your grace, saved by your power. Father, in the name of Jesus, for your word say, ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find. God, you said to knock and the door shall be open. God, you said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Lord, we ask thee, God, to move upon your people today. Keep them ever before you. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. I want you to praise the Lord, wherever you may be, from the north, from the south, from the east and the west. Give God the praise and the glory for he being God, him being the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. So this morning, we would like to welcome you again to Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. I want you, if you will, why don't you open your Bible and go to Psalm 122, and we're going to read that together, Psalm 122. And it reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there set thrones of judgment, thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palace. For my brother and companion say, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. I believe, praise God, after reading the 122nd Psalm, that I know that you feel like I feel, that I am so happy to be able to come into the house of the Lord. We ought to just give God praise and glory and honor for that which he is about to do. And right now, we're getting ready, praise God, to read the word of God, to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word that is able to save our soul. So wherever you may be, if you have a Bible, why don't you get ready? And I want you to hold that Bible up before the Most High God to let you know how precious the word of God is. And we're going to make a confession of faith. And as we make this confession of faith, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to believe God. For this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
Today I will be taught
the word of God.
I boldly confess
my mind is alert.
My heart is receptive.
I'll never be the same.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, our radio audience and our congregation. Bless the Lord today, praise God, because I will never be the same. I will never be the same. So on today, we are getting ready, praise God, to go into God's word. Even as the word of God said, I was glad when it came unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We go in the house of the Lord to be able to lift up his name, to be able to praise him, to be able to thank him for the great, for the mighty things he has done, to be able to pray, to give thanksgiving unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to be able to hear the word of God. So today we're going to hear the word of the Lord. Whether you're listening by radio, whether you're in our audience, we want you to hear the word of the Lord. And we're going to be coming today from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. The 22nd chapter of Genesis, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burning offering, a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father, for the great, for the mighty thing that you have done. Lord, we thank you, Father, for giving us revelation, Father, of your word on this morning. That spoken word, God, that's going to change the lives of your people. That spoken word, God, that's going to cause souls to be saved and lives to be changed. That word of God, that will bring about an increase in their mind and their body and their soul and in their spirit. Father, have the way, God, even now, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Where you find us this morning, coming from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And when we're beginning to look at the word of God, because we've got to look at the word of God. We got to look at it. We got to read it. We got to be able to comprehend it. We got to be able to read it in faith. Read it by the word of God, because the Bible said that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When we began to look at that first verse, and the word of God says, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. So therefore he came to Abraham. The word of God says that he came to Abraham, and it was Abraham's time that God was going to test him, that God was going to tempt Abraham. God, sometimes we go through trials in our life. Sometimes we go through situations in our lives. And sometimes most people sometimes are not ready in order to go through trials in their lives. So therefore, that let us know and behoove us to know that we need God. We need more than ourselves, but we need God to take us through. The Bible says that even as Christ suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer. Some things, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go through as being men and women of God, as being girls and boys. We are going to go through some things in our life. So the word tells us that God came to Abraham and he had this conversation with Abraham, told Abraham, he called him by his name. Don't you know that God knows you by your name? Don't you know God knows who you are? He talked to Abraham. He called him by his name. And Abraham knew his God. He said, "Here I am." He knew not only his name, but he knew his God. And God began to speak unto Abraham, and he began to relate. He began to talk to him. He began to say, "Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the Mount of Moriah, and offer him there for a burning offering upon one of the mountains." I mean, that says a lot right there, because the Lord God had an assignment for the man of God. Amen. Abraham was a great man. He was a man that loved God. He was a man that knew his God. And when God came to Abraham, he let him know that I want you to take your son. I want you to take your only son. Abraham didn't have but one son. But he said, "I want you to take your son. I want you to take your only son." And he called his only son by his name. He called his only son because of the fact that he knew that Abraham and Sarah, remember, when you begin to read the word of God, that they were childless. Okay. And they didn't have any children. Okay. And they were old of age. Okay. Abraham was old, and Sarah was old, and they had passed that time of bearing in the natural. But yet, God began to deal with Abraham. And he told Abraham, he said, "Abraham," he said, "take thy son." Come on. That son that you've been longing for. That son that's going to carry your name. That son that was going to be in that lineage of you. I want you to take that son, your only son, and I want you to take him. And not only that, what he said. That's what I love, and that's what I began to think about the word of God. When he said, "Take thy son, the son that you love." Come on, you know that you love your son. You know that you love your daughter. You know that. So therefore, he began to tell him. He said, "Take your son." He said, "Take your only son." He knew that he didn't have but one son. So I want you to take thy son, the son that you love, the son that you see that you had from your old age, when you didn't even think that it was possible for you to have this son. But Sarah, because she was old of age, yet I want you to take this son. And I want you to take him on the Mount of Moriah. I want you to
take him to the land, rather, of Moriah. And I want you, Abraham, to take him, and I want you to offer him up on that mountain, upon one of those mountains, which I tell you. He didn't tell him which one. But he said, I want you to offer him up. That was a test within itself. That was a trying time within itself for God to tell Abraham that I want you to take this son and I want you to offer him up before me. So when we look at that 22nd chapter of Genesis, when we look at the word of God, God tells us in that third verse, and it says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. I wonder how many people that know that they have heard the voice of the Lord. I wonder how many people that have heard what God have asked them to do. And it was not an easy thing to do. Somebody ought to say it wasn't an easy thing. But yet God, he knew the heart of Abraham. So he told him to go and to offer up his son. So the word tells us that Abraham got up early. Come on. Somebody been sleeping and somebody went to set the alarm clock. Somebody said, oh, I'm too tired to get up this morning. Somebody said, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to sleep a little bit early. Somebody would have said, no, this is not the day. I'm not going to do this. But the word of God tell us that Abraham, he got up early. It didn't tell us what hour he got up, but it tells us that he got up early. He got up early because he loved God. He got up early because he was willing to make a sacrifice, no matter what the sacrifice was. It didn't matter because he loved God. It didn't matter because God was more in him than what Abraham thought was in his own mentality and mind. He thought he loved God. See, the word of God says for us to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, with all our know-how. We got to love God. So when we get to look at the word of God, when we began to look up what God was saying to Abraham, he did not deny that he heard from God. Amen. Somebody would have begun to kind of rehearse this thing in their mind and say, really, did I hear from God? Did God really tell me to do this? Did God really tell me to get up and to offer my son, my only son, as an offering on one of the mounts that he was going to tell me? Did I understand him correctly? Did I really understand? But Abraham knew that he had heard from God. He knew the voice of God. The word of God tells us that the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd. So therefore, Abraham, he knew the voice of the shepherd. Don't you know the word of God said in that 23rd Psalm? He said, the Lord is, come on, he is my shepherd. I shall not walk. When you know the shepherd, when you're involved with the shepherd, when you committed to the shepherd, then you will know his voice. But a stranger, you will not follow. So therefore, he knew that he heard the voice of the Lord. So he got up early in the morning, the word of God tell us. He got up and he sat off his ass. He didn't have that Mercedes-Benz. He didn't have that Ford. He didn't have that Toyota. And he didn't have that Carolina. He didn't have all these other convenient things that we may have here 2014, right. But he had an ass, and he saddled that ass, and the word of God while he was going to the mount. And the word tells us that, and with him after the sun, and the clay, the wood for the burning offering. In other words, that clay means he split it, that wood, because he had to be ready in order to make that fire, in order to sacrifice. And that's the way that they sacrificed the animals at that time. But Isaac was not an animal. Isaac was a human being. Isaac was the son that Abraham and Sarah hoped for. He was that child. That in reality that Abraham and Isaac, after they had been given a promise, they actually didn't want to wait for it, because, you know, they got tired of waiting because of the fact that, hey, I'm getting old here. And God gave me a promise. But because of the fact that I don't see this promise and I don't see things happen the way that I think that it should happen, try at that time. So we grow in our faith and we increase in our faith. And the word tells us that Abraham and Sarah came up with the idea, but yes, Abraham was on board because he had this woman that was working with them, and he offered. They talked it over. They decided that this child that they wanted, that it would come from this bond woman. But that was not the will of God. That was not the will of God that they have this bond woman. But you know how it is when we try to fix it ourselves and try to do things ourselves. And that's what happened to Abraham and to Sarah. And we know when things happen like that, it didn't bring about good results because of the fact, yes, they had the child, but yet there were confusion in the matter. And the word of God tells us that God is not the author of confusion. So when we began to look at the word of God, that after they had rose up early and went unto the place which God had told him. The word says in that fourth verse of the 22nd chapter of Genesis, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Can you not imagine what his mind and could you imagine if you was Abraham and God done told you to take your oldest son and sacrifice him and he see the place afar off and know that he would get closer and closer? He was getting closer in order to sacrifice his son. For God, could you imagine what he was thinking? Oh, my God. And Abraham said unto the young men, remember he took the young men with him. He told them, abide, which means to stay. Stay ye here with the ass. I'm going to leave you here with the ass. And I and the lad, talking about Isaac, we're going to go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Now, you see faith. I don't know about you. But when I read the word, I see faith in that. You know why? Because he told the young men, he told them to stay there with the ass. And he said, me and the lad, we're going to come. We're going to go, but we're going to come again unto you. He didn't know what God was going to do, but he had the faith to believe God. You know why? Because the word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I'm going to believe God. I don't see it, but I'm going to have faith in God that he's going to take care of my son, and he's going take care of the situation in my life. No matter what you may be going through this morning, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that God is God, and he is God all by himself. So he looked and he seen that they weren't too far off. And the word tells us in that sixth verse, and Abraham took the wood of a burning offering, and he laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went, both of them, together. So they done left those young men with the ass. So here, they're taking Isaac. He's taking Isaac to a place that Isaac has no idea that the sacrifice is supposed to be him. He's taking things in his hand. The wood in his hand to have in reality, if this thing gonna happen, he is helping his father to destroy him, to use him as a sacrifice. He didn't know what was happening, but because he loved his father, he trusted his father. And Abraham trusted his father. Ha, come on now. That's what the word of God said. So therefore, he took the fire in his hand, a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father. He was getting inquisitive. He was wondering, what's happening here, Dad? What's your father? He said, my father. He said, and Abraham responded, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold. He said, in other words, I see the fire and the wood. But where is a lamb for a burnt offering? Now, something is missing here. I see the wood. Come on, I see the knife. I see what we need in order to make the fire, but Dad, Father, where is the lamb that we're going to offer as a sacrifice? Where is it, Father? My God. And Abraham said, my son, come on. I love Abraham. He said, my son, God will provide. God will provide a lamb for a burning offering. So they went, both of them together. Abraham was still walking in faith. And I believe that he didn't slow his step. I don't think he tried to slow down the process, what God was about to do. Why? Because he believed in God, and he stood on God's word. So the word tells us that, and they came to the place in that night verse which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there, and lay the wood in order. And he, come on, could you imagine this, ladies and gentlemen? He laid the wood in order, and he bowed, just like you would do a lamb. Oh, my God, he bowed Isaac, his son. He tied him up so he couldn't just walk away. And then he couldn't run away. Amen. Oh, my God. He bound him, the word of God tell us, and laid him on the altar upon the wood, that clay wood that they had split, that wood, with everything they had. They had the wood. They had all the things necessary in order to make this sacrifice. Amen. I mean, you're wondering in your mind, what was this boy thinking of? Has Dad gone crazy? Has Dad lost his mind? What is wrong with my dad? In the natural, normally, anybody would say, what is wrong here?
Amen.
He is tying me on this altar. He's about to burn me. then the word of God says, and Abraham stretched forth his hand. He kept the knife to slay his son. And the angel, somebody say angel. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He said, lay not thy hand upon the law, neither do thy anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram was caught. The lamb was caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burning offering instead of his son. I believe God. I believe God this morning. God wants to give us that ever increasing faith. That faith that will move mountains. Sometimes we are tested. We don't understand the test in our lives. We don't understand, God, what is happening? I'm serving you. I'm obeying you. I'm going to church. I'm reading my Bible. I'm going to Bible study. I'm going to prayer meeting. And God, what's going on in my life? Come on. What is happening? But there are times in our life that in order to give us the faith and increase our faith and make us durable and make us pure as gold, God will take us through situations in our life that no many times we'll understand what God is doing. But yet, our trust, our faith, our confidence has to be in the Almighty God. The word of God tells us, he says, and we have to remember this, that the word of God says, that he says that I will not leave you. He says that I will not forsake you. And no matter how many things that we go through our lives, and if you were honest and say, no, many times we don't like to go through situations. We don't like to be tested. We don't like to go through many things, but because the more I believe that we trust God and have faith in God, I believe that it becomes easier and easier. Why? Because Abraham didn't have an argument with God. He didn't tell God, God, you know, I'm not going to serve you anymore. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I'm not going to do it. Are you crazy? Are you telling me to offer up my son for you and to burn him on the altar? That's one of the greatest tests that anyone can ask anyone to give up their child. But because he loved God, and because he'd been tried, that wasn't the only time that the man was tried. The man was tried with God. Told him, I said that he had been tried before. That's probably one of the greatest trials, periods in his life. But I'm talking about, remember when God came to Abraham and told Abraham to leave his family, that land, leave them, And he sent us in another direction because Abraham's family were unbelievers, and I'm not saying this in a sense he was like out of worship, a worshiper that was not going to increase his faith. God had a work for Abraham to do. So therefore, he told him to leave, and I'm going to take you to another land. He obeyed God, and God began to do great and mighty things. So many times that Abraham was tested. So many times when he even had gone and he had taken Lot with him, and you know, Lot had gone with Abraham, and Lot was one that remember when Abraham had died the land with him, Lot took the best part. When he was trying to, God didn't even tell him when he left that land to take Lot with him. He didn't tell him to take him, but he took him with him. But then when he did it, you know, somebody, people do in life. You try to be real nice to them and generous to them and lovely kind to them. And then when you do, they take advantage of you. This is what Lot did. Lot went with Abraham. They began to grow. They began to increase. They got herdsmen. They came against one another. There was too many of them together, Abraham men, Lot men, and they had to divide. So therefore, they made a decision, and Abraham gave him a choice. He didn't even tell them, I'm going to take this. Abraham could have taken a bath, but he didn't even say that. He gave the man a choice. And he decided, I'm going to take the bath. He looked around and see, so this is a real possibility. I'm going to go. He decided that he was going to take that land that looked like it was a land that was very prosperous. But no, when you're a child of God, it doesn't matter what the other land may have looked like that Abraham had taken. Whatever Abraham's feet tried, no matter what Abraham did, God had blessed it and increased it and multiplied, no matter where he was. But where Lot was, it was a place that he should not have been. He should not. If you read the word, so we can go back there, but you be inquisitive. You go back there. You read it. You find out what happened to Lot. Sad, but true. You find out what happened to his family. But what I'm saying this morning is that Abraham, he loved God with all his heart. So we got to get in a mindset that we will love God more than we love anything in our lives, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. You got to love God. That's a hard thing for somebody to say, how can you ask me to love God more than I love my husband and my wife and my children and my friends? How can you ask God to do that? Don't you think about it? That's what God did. God gave his life, nobody didn't take it, that we can have a right to the tree of life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's where you and I come in, that we were grafted in, that when we begin to believe the word of God, that we can have everlasting life in him. And this is what he chose to do, is to please God. I'm almost finishing here. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram, offering him up as a burning offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today, in the mount of the Lord it shall be. In other words, Jehovah Jireh means God will provide. My provider.
And that's what we got to look at, that no matter what the circumstance, no matter how dark, and no matter how jewelry things may look in our life, that we have to look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I must read the last four verses, beginning at the 15th verse. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord. This is from God. For because thou hast done this thing, this hard thing, this difficult thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand of which upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Because thou obeyed my voice. The Bible says that obedience is better than a sacrifice. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. To obey God. To do what God asks us to do. It's better to obey God. God is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. If I would have used as a topic today, I would have used the trials of Abraham's faith stood strong in its faith in God. Why don't you stand with me at this time? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, and the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our feet and to our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the trial of Abraham's faith, for the testing of Abraham's faith. We, God, because it gives us today, in 2014, that ever-increasing faith. God, it builds us up. God, it makes us strong. It makes us know, God, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. It let us know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. God, and let us know, no matter what sickness, disease, God, you are a healer. God, that you are able to move in behalf of your people. God, we see through your word, God, that you open the eyes of the blind. God, we see through your word, God, that you let the lame walk. God, we see through your word, God, that the dead was raised from the dead. And God, and through your word, it brings and gives us life and gives us life everlasting. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for that which you have done, that which you're going to do, God, according to your word. And Father, your word says, Father God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. So today, here at Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, God, from city to city, state to state, Father, I pray, God, that those all of those that are under the listening voice, as my listening voice, Lord, and listening, God, as we pray, God, those that are not saved, Father God, we ask you, God, to save even now. Father God, to let them know, God, no matter what they have said or done, God, whatever they did on last night or 5 years ago, God, it that you will forgive for their sins, and God, that you will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen.